This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you very much for choosing to join us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America. You can hear us around the world as well at GCNLive.com. This program's been around for quite a number of years. I started it originally back in 1992 and expanded first to 2 hours around the year 1999 or so, and then into the three-hour format around the year 2005 or so. So we're creating lots of content every week and having fun to doing so. If you are right now listening to us and are considering getting your oil changed, if you have any questions to do with lubrication for your car, for your truck, for your motorcycle, for your lawn equipment, for marine equipment, well, in a moment we'll be joined by a gentleman who is one of our regular contributors to the show. He is the CEO of thelubepage.com and a guy that knows more about lubrication than any person I have ever met. And you can call in and ask your question directly to this gentleman simply by dialing 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's on the board, ready to take your calls, 855-660-4261. Or if you want to email me up, it's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we welcome the CEO of thelubepage.com, a gentleman with more than 25 years of lubrication experience and a resume that includes work as a nuclear propulsion specialist with the U.S. Navy. Here he is, the man himself, Dan Watson. Welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good, Bob. Of course, for you and I, we looking outside thinking maybe we should make like a duck or something.
Start building the ark, yes.
It rarely rains this long, steady in Florida. It comes and goes. It rains a lot, but rarely just a full day of steady downpour.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And it's better than some of the other weather we're hearing around the country, but nevertheless a little bit out of the character of where we live. And one thing that I've noticed moving down here from the Northeast is cars certainly deserve, in my opinion, a lot of attention. And when you go to California, you see that they get a lot of attention. They get washed a lot and taken care of. And the same thing true here in Florida. There's a lot of car washes. People like to keep their vehicles quite clean. People like to customize their vehicles. And people like to work on vehicles themselves.
Yes, that's true. And, I lived up north also, up in Connecticut for a few years. And my wife is from Chicago. And sometimes what you see up north is, yeah, you'd like to go get the car out and wash it. But when there's snow and ice on the ground, it just doesn't seem to be an easily workable solution. So it stays in that garage until the weather breaks, and then maybe there's some car washing in the summer. But a little hard to wash the car on the driveway, and the water freezes before it gets down to the street. So,
it's so true.
You have to give people a break and say, we know you want to do it. It just isn't practical.
Yeah, I remember as a kid trying to wash a car and have the rubber hose froze on me and snapped into a million pieces. Yeah,
that would be quite. What's wrong with this water pressure? It's not coming out.
And speaking
oh my goodness! So, what are we up to this evening, Bob? Are you answering questions?
Yeah, we're answering questions. We're going to keep those phone lines open. If anybody has any questions of any kind, we would love to hear from you. But meanwhile, we always have questions that are emailed to us, and including one from up north in New York, Robert, who wrote to us recently. He says, I have a manual transmission that calls for a GL-4 gear lube. I can't find the GL4. Can I use the GL5? That's easy to find. Interesting question.
Yeah, we've heard this question before, but it always deserves an answer because it's so important. If you have a vehicle, did they go to the trouble to tell you in your owner's manual to use a GL4 gear lube, then you just have to find that. And here's why, folks. In your transmission, everybody's heard the term synchronizers. Those are the little devices that line up the gears so that they shift without grinding. You always heard the, back when I was a kid anyway, we had some old trucks and stuff that didn't have synchronizers, those old transmissions, and you had to double clutch the transmission to get the thing in gear, okay? So anyway, these synchronizers are great. You know, you can shift gears and not even feel a thing. There's no grinding anything. Well, those synchronizers in some transmissions are made of a what we call in the industry a yellow metal product, which is usually some type of brass combination or alloy. And this GL4 rating versus GL5 in gear lube is referring to the amount of sulfur-based extreme pressure additives that are in that gear lube. And if GL5 is loaded up, heavy extreme pressure additive, that's severe duty operation. GL4 is a light load and is not designed for as extreme a severe service as GL5. So what happens is that if you get these gear lubes hot, above, say, 220 degrees, which is possible, we're not talking about the overall feel if you stuck your hand on the transmission, but how hot the oil is getting in and around those meshing gears where it's creating pressure and temperature. You get it hot enough, it's going to break apart the extreme pressure additive and create free sulfur. When that free sulfur is floating around in the oil, it will attack the yellow metal and dissolve it. So what you could end up with, you could run GL5 gear lube in one of these and get away with it, but you might get in a condition where it got hot enough and it starts literally dissolving your yellow metal synchronizers. You can imagine that if that happens, you get anywhere close to it, all of a sudden you got a big repair bill on your hands. So be careful to use GL4, and it is hard to find. But it's not hard to find if you contact me or if you look for it under AMSOIL Synthetic Products, because they make a GL4-rated transaxle gear lube, which is good for transmissions or transaxles. And that's what you're looking for. And it is hard to find. And do not trust a product that says that it is good for GL2 through GL5. Because what that means is it's a GL5, and they're just saying that you can use it in the other applications. And in a lot of applications, you could, but not where the manufacturer specifically called for GL4 gear lube. Because they're telling you right there you got brass synchronizers.
Very interesting, very important information from Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page. And Dan, why don't we take this time to give out your telephone number and reiterate your email address as well.
Yes, that is the toll-free number is 800-370-2986. And you can always email me at my name, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com, because thelubepage.com is also my website with lots of information. So I'm easy to get in touch with. Don't ever go in unknowingly doing something when you need to know something specifically. Send me an email, give me a call, we'll get your answer.
And when we come back on the other side, we've got Bob in Pennsylvania, and we have room for you at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Or Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. This is AutoWorld. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Dan Watson is with us, and you know what that means. Lots of very valuable information when it comes to lubrication, not only for your car or truck or motorcycle, but anything, even lawn equipment we've taken questions on in the past. And got an email question here sent to us from Oklahoma, and the gentleman is Brendan. And Brendan would like to know, is AMSOIL involved in racing do they supply oil to race car drivers? Interesting question.
Well, people in the race car world are always looking for sponsorship. Now, AMSOIL has some levels of sponsorship, different ways that they do things, and it's usually done through a dealer. So what I would have to say is that it would be good, Bob, for him to contact me directly, and I can give him some contacts or how they do this. Now, the other racers that might be listening, AMSOIL uses a lot of what we call the weekend racing world, where people have their race cars and their independents. And here in Florida, we have the New Smyrna racetrack, and we have the Biflo racetrack. One's a 3/8-mile track, and one's a half-mile track. Those are circle tracks, and we have a big drag strip out here next to the Biflo track. And there are local racers who go out there virtually every weekend and race their cars and do things. Now, there are ways to get either highly discounted products or direct sponsorship through usually an independent dealer. And this is the kind of thing that he needs. Brendan, I think you said was his name. He needs to just contact me directly at danwatson@theloopage.com and let me explain to him the avenues if he wants to try to find a way to get some level of sponsorship out of AMSOIL.
Great idea. Excellent. And now we move on to our next question, and this one comes in from Pennsylvania. And let's see what this one is all about. Bob writes us, I have an old pan head. Let's do that again. I have an old pan head Harley Davidson. I'm looking for a synthetic 50 weight oil. Everyone tells me to just run 20W50, but I prefer to stay with the 60 weight because it calls for. Do you know of a source for 60 weight synthetic oil for this motorcycle? Now, there's a guy that reads his motorcycle's brochure.
Well, here's the thing. You can run 20W50 in those, but a lot of people that do have some complaints about oil consumption. Those things are, the pan head called for 60 because it's really loose, Bob. I mean, you could maybe hear the piston slapping side to side in the cylinder if you don't have that thick oil in there, okay? So it was designed that way, and you can still find some 60 weight oil out there in the petroleum world. But if you're looking for a 60 weight synthetic, which is what he asked about, AMSOIL makes a straight 60 weight synthetic motorcycle oil just for these guys. Now, I don't know of another source offhand of 60 weight synthetic oil. Now, there could be one out there that I haven't seen, and so if anybody hears me, they can certainly email me and correct me and tell me where else they know. But I do know that AMSOIL's been making a 60 weight synthetic motorcycle oil for at least the last 10 years or so because of demand. So it's understandable that Bob's looking for a 60 weight because a lot of those guys with those pan heads, believe it or not, Bob, you can believe this, they even had a 70 weight oil for one version of them.
Wow.
It's like, I don't know, it's like running pudding in your in your motor or something. I don't know. But that's the thing. They're still out there. They're sort of moved, I guess. Wouldn't you say that something that's over 20 years old is it moves into the antique world? I mean, you can buy an antique tag mm-hmm. for cars when they're over 20 years old. So it is, in fact, an application that's still in demand. And I know AMSOIL makes a 60 weight. They're the only ones that I personally know of. So, again, once you get that 60 weight oil, good idea to contact me, or if you've got a local AMSOIL dealer next to you, talk to them. But, you know, you can send me an email, or you can, call me or go to the website, and we can get exact information on the oil, its availability, and its pricing.
Hope that helps you out, Bob, it's a very good question. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. The other thing that I can't get used to down here in Florida to do with motorcycles is it's optional to wear a helmet. And I know from
That's
my...
That's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Because
Well, you know, they say it's optional. And you know that it's also, I think now maybe changed, but a few years back it was optional to have insurance on your motorcycle.
Mm.
I think that's been fixed.
Wow.
But here's a little word to the wise, having sold insurance years ago. If you're riding a motorcycle and you're not wearing your helmet and you have an accident, most of the time your insurance company will not pay. So you can worry about whether the law says you have to have a helmet or not, but if you're riding out there without a helmet and you get hurt, there's a fat chance your insurance company is going to say, well, you didn't take any proper action to prevent injury, and we're not paying. So be careful.
Some great words of advice from Dan Watson, CEO of the Lube Page. 855-660-4261. If you're listening in Texas, we'd love to hear from you. If you're listening in Idaho or New Hampshire or any place else in between, Alabama, we would love to hear from you because we are live, unlike many programs on the weekends. We're taking it to you live at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We may throw a trivia question into the mix in a moment, but let's answer another one of the questions. Let's dig way down deep, and we come up with Brad in Atlanta. Brad writes, I understand setting mileage limits on oil, but why is there a one-year limit on AMSOIL to change regardless of the miles on the car?
Well, that's a very good fundamental question, and I can't even tell you how many times I get this question in person. The little known to most people, he says that AMSOIL has a one-year limit. Well, a Mobil with their extended drain oil, they have a one-year limit. If you look at the petroleum oils for years, you remember it was 3,000 miles or 3 months. Okay, nobody paid any attention to the 3 months. So, looks like we're coming up on a break. So I'll finish explaining that after the break, Bob.
Sounds great, Dan. More with Dan Watson straight ahead as Auto World continues. 855-660-4261. Or shoot me an email, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A judge set a $250,000 bond for longtime Trump associate Roger Stone, who was indicted on charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, who alleges Stone, while in coordination with senior Trump campaign officials, sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks in the hopes of damaging then-candidate Trump's opponents. On ABC's This Week, Stone was asked if the president suggested to him that he might get a pardon.
Absolutely, positively not. I have never discussed a pardon. The only person that I had advocated a pardon for is a posthumous pardon for Marcus Garvey. And I have written the president President as to why I think that should be done.
One of the many Democrats running for president in 2020 is former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. He talked to CNN's State of the Union about the race.
Fairly comprehensive poll taken that showed that the president has a ceiling of about 41 or 42%. So his only hope is essentially to get somebody else, a third party, to siphon off those votes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you've got a question about the lubrication portion of your vehicle, we would love to hear from you. Even if you've got a gasoline trimmer and you want to start putting the 104 plus octane into your gas trimmer, you're going to have to do a little bit of prep work. So, this is a fascinating story, and let's tell the folks around North America a little bit about Yeah, I'm back now. Okay, I'm back after a momentary digital blurp there. We're back with Dan Watson. That was a quick one. that always scares me. All right, let's go to Perry in Portland.
Let me finish Perry. Up on Brad. I had a little bit to finish that question. Brad had asked about why you have the one-year limit. And just before the break, I said to remind people that the petroleum oil companies used to say, 3,000 miles or 3 months. And we kind of moved, maybe 4,000 in 6 months. The reason, and I won't belabor this point, but you have additives in the oil that are there to try to combat oxygen. Oxygen is a fine little element that comes in and causes your oil to react to it. When you get oxidized oil, it's called sludge and varnish. So to prevent that, in a lot of oils, they put additives in the oil that are to stabilize it with oxygen. There's also additives for anti-wear, additive for anti-foaming. And so these different additives you have in the oil, there's also an alkaline additive to combat acids that are created by the internal combustion engine. So when you drive your car, if you go out, the car sitting in the driveway, and we'll just use a nice day, we'll get into the deep winter, and let's say you go out in the morning, it's 50 degrees, and you clean the dew off the window and you get ready to start up the car. Well, you had dew inside the engine, and that moisture drips down into the oil pan. So you start the car up and you start driving it to work, wherever you're going. You finally get it up to temperature. A bit of that moisture now starts to try to boil out of the oil, vaporize out. Now, water in oil will cause, it's a catalyst effect to cause oxygenation or oxidizing, and the combination of byproducts of combustion and moisture will make acids. And those acids will work on the alkaline additive in the oil and begin to deplete that additive. So you drive the car to work and you park it. And you're going to work 8 to 10 hours, so the car cools all the way down. And you come back out and you start it up and it's going to heat up again. Every time the car goes from room temperature, or let's say driveway temperature, up to temperature, and then back down, we can just call that a cycle. And so you're going to put cycles on oil, and every time you do this, you're going to eat up some of your additive package. Now, if you were a person that drove 50 miles one way to work and 50 miles home, you would have 2 cycles on your oil and 100 miles. But what if you're a person that drove 10 miles to work and 10 miles home? You'd have 2 cycles and 20 miles on your oil. Now, what I'm showing you there is that it would be very easy for you to have low mileage and a lot of cycles. Or you could have high mileage and a lot of cycles. The mileage isn't going to determine the cycles. The transit and the up and down temperature is the cycle. So if you look at that, I have to guard against depleting my additive package. So what we do in the lubrication industry is they take what we call the most severe condition, which is that you may not ever get the oil to full temperature and get all the moisture out of it because you have such short trips. And those cycles begin to add up with those short trips. And they're assuming you'll have about as many cycles in a year, regardless of the mileage that you drive. If you're a typical commuter, you're going to have that many startups and shutdowns, even if you don't drive a lot of miles. So they have to base protecting or making sure that you have some additives left in the oil on how hard you are on the oil with the startups and shutdowns, with the moisture. And so they set a time limit on the oil based on that and assume that that's about as far as you could go without the additive package getting depleted to the point to where it could endanger the oil either becoming acidic or not being able to neutralize oxygen, a number of things that could happen to it. So basically, that's the story. You're going to do as many from ambient temperature up to maximum temperature, back down to ambient, condensation, all the things involved. You're going to do as many of those in a year on average, regardless of how many miles you drive. So that's why you have a year limit or 6 month limit. It's based upon the strength of the additive package and assuming that your cycles will be the same regardless of how many miles you drive. Does that make sense, Bob?
It certainly does, Dan. It makes a whole lot of sense.
Okay.
We got a question here from Perry in Portland, and he writes, I have AMSOIL Signature Series SW20 on a 2017 Kia Sportage 2.4-liter GDI engine. That's the recommended oil, but the manual states that I can use 50W in the same temperature range. What would you go with? Better to go with more life in the oil? I have 15,000 miles on the odometer.
Well, he's asking the question that we've heard a lot of times, Bob, whether in these GDI engines, which is the gasoline direct injected engine, they may say to use 5W20, but then they also say that you could use 5W30. Okay, and he's saying, well, which would be the best? And in all honesty, with the GDI engine, I'll stick with the 530. Okay, the reason for that is that those are direct injected engines. And when you put an injector right in the cylinder, you are counting on the manufactured technology and the quality of that injector that it will not leak any raw fuel. Well, the history in the diesel world was that was almost impossible to do until they got to very expensive, very, very high pressure injectors. These ones in the GDI engines will leak some fuel. Now that fuel contamination, when it gets down into the oil, has some detrimental effects, but one of the things that you can guard against is it will tend to thin your oil. So if you have the 30 weight oil, you at least are pretty sure you'll never get thin below 20. But if you start with a 20, hey, you're starting to get thin below 20, and that can cause some excessive wear in the engine. So for me, if I owned a direct injected gasoline engine, I would stick with the 30 weight and I wouldn't go down to the 20 weight. And that because of fuel dilution, and that would just be the best recommendation. There's just no other way around it. You can stick with the 20 weight oil. I'm not saying that you'll never, that you would have a problem, but you could. So why bother to risk it? Just go with the 30 weight oil, and then if you have some fuel contamination, your oil will not get so thin that it causes excessive wear. And that's the answer to that one. So if you're there, Bob, I don't know.
Yeah, I sure am.
I was concerned about the digital glitches we've been having. If we're having another one.
Yeah, the rain seems to have gotten into my line here. let's go all the way out to California and talk to Juan. Juan writes, please explain two-cycle oil mixing ratios. Why are they different for so many applications? When we come back, Juan will be number one. We've got Mike in Texas, and looks like we've got an email, too, coming in. So we'll check all that and more. And we'll be back with Dan Watson. He's the Lube Guy. Check out the lubepage.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson. He's the number one guy, the CEO of thelubepage.com. And we've been talking about all different types of topics and taking your emails and telephone calls, 855-660-4261. You still can get in. It is not too late. So dial us up at 855-660-4261. I'll throw out a quick trivia question here just to get the pot stirred a little bit. And the part is which automobile, which was introduced in the year 2017 and is only available with a V6 engine, is that company's supercar. You could go a couple of different ways with that. That's kind of a little bit of a convoluted question, but let's see if we can get a convoluted answer at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. So we're all set with the two-cycle mixing ratio, Stan?
Yes, that two-cycle question, the best way to explain that is when they say you have a 50-to-1 mix ratio, that means that you would have 50 gallons of gas and 1 gallon of oil. So it's always the first number means the part's gas, the second number means the part's oil. 100-to-1 would be 100 gallons of gasoline to 1 gallon of oil. So now that we understand the mix ratios and what they mean, the reason you have different numbers is because different manufacturers in the piece of two-cycle equipment that they've manufactured have decided that they want either more or less oil for that protection. The nice thing to know is that when you move to synthetic two-cycle engine oil, you actually leave the Stone Age when it comes to two-stroke oil, because there's just no comparison between a high-quality two-stroke synthetic versus a two-stroke petroleum. In the petroleum two-stroke oils, they just have to load that oil up with a thick oil constituent as well as heavy zinc and phosphorus additives to prevent scuffing and wear on the piston. Now you'd say, well, okay, what does that mean? Well, what it means is all that heavy zinc, they're called ash-based or metallic additives that they put in there, those things will tend to stick as they're going out in the exhaust. They'll stick to the exhaust ports and the exhaust pipe. Now, okay, what does that do? Well, it attracts carbon. And as the carbon is attracted to it, you're literally just plating on zinc and carbon and more carbon and more carbon. And pretty soon you reduce the diameter of the exhaust port to the point where you're hardly able to get the exhaust out of the machine. Now, two-stroke engines can sometimes, in a slang way, just be called an air machine because they have to suck in air and push out exhaust at the same time, meaning that if anything restricts the exhaust, they won't get all the exhaust out of the engine, and it means whatever amount of exhaust you couldn't get out, you can't get fresh air in. Well, you got to remember that the only place you get oxygen is in the fresh air. That old exhaust there is already burned up.
Sure.
So if I only get 50% of the oxygen into the cylinder, I can only make 50% of the power that this thing was supposed to make. So they just start getting weaker and running worse, and finally your mechanic, you take it and he has to take off the exhaust. And when he takes that off, he has to scrape the carbon out of the exhaust port, get this thing cleaned up, and get it back in operation. When you run a high-performance synthetic, like the Amsoil two-stroke synthetic oils, mm-hmm. it's called an ashless oil. It means it has no heavy zinc in it. And when you do that, there's nothing to clog the exhaust. There's nothing to plate out carbon. They will run for just years without any carbon buildup in the exhaust. So all of a sudden, you're running, you're getting well lubricated, you're not starting to starve the engine for oxygen and run out of power. So I can just tell folks, if you've never run a quality synthetic two-stroke oil and you start running it in your equipment, you will never go back to petroleum. It's like going from a trailer tire, bias ply tire, to a high-performance radial tire on a car. It's just night and day difference in performance, and it goes on and on and on, and it protects the equipment. I have had golf courses go 7 years without wearing out a weed whacker, okay? It's just a remarkable product, and for anybody out there listening, hey, if you don't want to use Amsoil, find another synthetic two-stroke oil, but just get away from the old, heavy, zinc-loaded two-stroke oils that are just going to foul out the engine, load up the cylinder, and prevent the exhaust from getting out of the engine. Get away from that. Move up to something that's an entirely different experience. So that's it for two-stroke oil. Let's move on to another question, see if we can get this last one answered.
All right. This one is from Texas. Mike in Texas, he writes, his Toyota requires synthetic engine oil. Why is there such a wide spread of pricing for synthetics? Are they all just the same?
Some overpriced. Well, it is a good question, and you know my point on this, Bob. I've talked about it before. It's kind of a personal thing that I got to watch myself. I'll start railing about it. But there's so much junk out there, folks. There's just bad stuff being called synthetic engine oil. And I've talked about this before. I don't have time to make a whole show out of it, so I'll just say that there was a time when if you bought it and said synthetic, it had to be synthetic. But there was an argument that took two big companies, Castor Oil and Mobil, into a hearing with the national advertising people that control this stuff. And they ruled that synthetic was a marketing term and it did not have to actually meet the chemical basis or definition that it had before. When they made that ruling, Mobil Oil Company just lamented that that would open the door down the road for people to be making some pretty bad stuff and calling it synthetic. Well, that time has come. So if you're going to buy synthetic engine oil, just go online and do your research and check this stuff out, because get what you pay for, at least. I mean, I would prefer that you bought high-quality product like Amsoil. You could buy Mobil One, Mobil Platinum oils, those oils. You can probably buy some others like Castor Oil and maybe Valvoline, but you still even have to be careful with all of those, because once you start labeling something full synthetic, and I did some research on the Internet, and you start to find stuff that is 50% petroleum and it's being labeled as a full synthetic engine oil, you really start to lose your confidence in a lot of this stuff. And so be careful. Check out the quality of stuff before you buy it. Don't just go by the glitzy advertising. Go online. A lot of these places will have a question and answer place. You can send in an email and just flat out ask them, this says it's full synthetic. Does that mean that it has an actual chemical-based synthetic as 100% of the oil. If it doesn't, they have to tell you. Now, if it says 100% synthetic on the label, that's a different story. The marketing people and the law says, put 100% on there, it's got to be 100%. But if you put full, it could be a variety of things. And that's a sad testimony to the consumer protection in this country. Every time I get on this subject, it just irks me that we're paying all these consumer protection agencies in every state. It's a shame that they're not doing much consumer protecting. So that's all I'll say on that, is that you're going to pay for what you get. If you buy AMSOIL, you'll pay a price for it, but what you get is exactly what you thought you got. And also, AMSOIL has extended drains, which means that that's an easy concept. If I run the oil twice as long, then it only costs half as much as it's on the label. So it's an easy thing to explain. Let me just, for a minute, Bob, tell people that you can find a lot of information on thelubepage.com, my website. I'm putting up more and more of these radio shows, so that you can click on there and listen to the radio show and listen to me and Bob again. And a lot of good information. There's magazine articles that I've written. I have a whole slew of YouTube videos that I've made that are concerned with oil. So you go to the Lube page. I think you can find answers to a lot of things. And what you don't find an answer to, you can easily just send a question to me. There's a place to do that. And I'm a busy fella. I don't promise you 24-hour response time. I just promise you that I'll respond.
Get the job done. Yep. Well, Dan Ishul, you're just a wealth of information. The time just flew. We'll get some calls and collect them during the week and emails as well. And in the meantime, have yourself a great week, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Bob, you take care. Next week, right around the corner.
All right, sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.